News, talk, and Tar Heel Station. CBS News, I'm Peter King. From the northeast to the deep south, winter weather has made another mess. Tennessee is in a state of emergency. There's at least a 12-mile backup on I-40 west of Nashville. Emergency manager Dean Fleener.
Avoid unnecessary travel. Yes, stay home.
The snow came down for about 15 hours in Washington. WTOP's Dennis Foley.
On my way in, I saw a pickup truck fly right by me, and not too much longer after that. I saw the pickup truck in a ditch on the side of the highway. Had a van spin out right in front of me. Luckily, the van didn't do any damage.
CBS's Jim Krasula is in North Carolina.
Snow, sleet, and ice have disrupted ground and air travel across the south, southeast, Ohio Valley, and mid-Atlantic. These people live in central Kentucky, where more than a foot of snow has fallen.
It was snowing so hard you could barely see to drive. It was really bad coming in.
We haven't had anything like this for years.
An ice storm has made for near impossible driving conditions across much of the Carolinas. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
In Boomer, West Virginia, explosions and a big fire after an oil train went off the tracks.
When it blew up, the flames were higher than the top of the mountain.
At least 14 cars derailed. Now hundreds of people are out of their homes. More from WOWK-TV's Brian Hughes.
There were at least 1,000 people that were evacuated, placed in hotels, and also some of the schools nearby. They still have no idea how long it will take to clean this up. And this is a major rail line for oil transport from North Dakota to the East Coast.
Officials say nobody was hurt in the accident. A huge Mardi Gras celebration turns tragic in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us live. Heather, what happened?
A carnival float came into contact with a power line, killing 20 people. Some were electrocuted. Others died in the panic after the float caught fire. Dozens injured. Witnesses say someone on the float, sponsored by the Haitian hip-hop group Barricade Crew, had used a stick to try and move the power line so the float could pass underneath. There was an eruption of sparks. A cable fell, apparently striking one of the singers in the head. Peter?
In eastern Afghanistan, a deadly attack at a police station. Reporter Catherine James via Skype from Kabul.
Four suicide bombers came in dressed as police in a police vehicle and detonated their suicide vests in the dining hall.
At least 20 officers were killed. A setback for the White House on immigration reform after a judge's decision in Texas. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Judge Andrew Hannon has said the 26 states trying to block President Obama's executive action would suffer irreparable harm if they weren't allowed more time to pursue their lawsuit. The genie would be impossible to put back into the bottle, he wrote, because legalizing the presence of millions of people in those states, a process due to begin tomorrow, would be virtually irreversible.
The president's, or the White House, I should say, says the president did have the authority to act. Looking ahead to the day on Wall Street, S&P futures are down too. This is CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Her first hit was this number one song. Leslie Gore took revenge in her follow-up, Judy's Turn to Cry, and though she only had 11 top 40 hits, fans are remembering her talents as a singer, songwriter, and actor, even nominated for an Oscar. Gore was a non-smoker but died of lung cancer yesterday at age 68. There's great news for chocoholics with high blood pressure.
Want to lower your blood pressure? Have you tried chocolate? Boston University researchers found that a daily chunk or two of chocolate helped reduce blood pressure, and it also appeared to relax stiffened arteries. Volunteers were given about a half an ounce of extra dark chocolate and a drink made from cocoa powder every day for 2 months. They believe the beneficial effects were the result of antioxidant compounds called polyphenols found in chocolate and in greater quantities in dark chocolate. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Maybe an extra cup of hot chocolate this morning. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
cut staff,
dial back customer service, hire...
Trying to figure out how to afford the Affordable Care Act? At Kronos, we can help. Help you eliminate wasteful spending due to workforce overscheduling, employee turnover, and tedious manual processes. Help you get a workforce strategy in place for your organization, and help you with the complexities of ACA compliance. For a free research report on healthcare reform, visit kronos.com/ACA. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, our area is still under a winter storm warning, technically until 9 o'clock this morning. And we've got a half inch of ice out there underneath the snow, and there's a real chance that you could still lose power this morning. We'll tell you everything weather-related this morning. Schools, for the most part, are all closed. Even university classes are canceled until 11 o'clock this morning. Same goes for Duke. They will resume classes after 11 a.m. In other news this morning, a Durham County grand jury has indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on three counts of first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. All those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We'll check in with a Performance Automall storm tracker, Blake Hodge, out there. Tell you about the roadways. WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, there are some students still waiting in line to see Carolina and Duke on Wednesday night. And a tragedy involving a young man in East Chapel Hill High School who was involved in a state championship. All of that and more coming up on WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 22 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. It's going to be cold all day. We have the winter storm warning remaining in effect technically until 9 a.m. Cloudy early this morning. We will get some sunshine in the afternoon, and temperatures will rise slightly above freezing for a brief time in the afternoon, up to the low 30s, and that's about it. And then tonight, cold again, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 17 degrees. Matt Sullivan is Chapel Hill Emergency Management Coordinator, and he joins us now on WCHL. Matt, what advice do you have for people who are listening this morning and wondering what the situation is like in Chapel Hill?
Well, Ron, we've monitored the storm overnight, and as you said, a storm has mostly moved out of our area. Right now, our biggest concern is road conditions, and while our Public Works Department and North Carolina DOT have put salt on most of the primary roadways, there's a lot of icing on secondary streets, and we'd encourage people, if at all possible, to stay off those streets so we can get our crews out to do the work they can today while we have an opportunity, because as soon as tonight comes, with the temperature not rising much, those roads are going to refreeze, and we want to get all the work we can in today to get the roads open.
Matt, every time we get inclement weather here, there are certain trouble spots around town. I wonder if you would talk about those for just a moment for folks to avoid if they actually have to be out on the roadways. And have you heard of any problems with anyone out there this morning?
At this point this morning, we fortunately have not heard of any problems within the city. We, of course, are worried about overpasses and bridges as well as steep slopes, but to this point, we haven't seen or heard of any problem areas. But our folks at Public Works have done this a long time, and they're aware of those spots, and so they've paid extra attention to it, and the North Carolina Department of Transportation crews had paid a lot of attention to our bridges and the primary corridors.
Every time we have this kind of situation, I know it's a real team effort with the folks with the town of Chapel Hill and all the other crews around, but what kind of coordination goes on, and how far do you work in advance and that sort of thing? I guess it's sort of an all-hands-on-deck situation, isn't it?
It is. We actually started monitoring the situation early this weekend as the storm was approaching, and our Public Works Department and the North Carolina DOT folks have been out and actually started working and applying product on our streets on as early as Sunday. And then as the storm approached, we ramped up our operations and had all of our law enforcement and fire and public safety people were fully staffed overnight, and we fortunately were able to monitor the situation. We didn't have a lot of power outages, and were able to, and the conditions allow us now to get out and do some work on these streets.
As far as you know, are transit buses going to try and run a regular schedule starting at about 11 o'clock this morning?
It looks like transit will try to run a limited schedule after about 10 o'clock this morning. The supervisors have already been out assessing road conditions to see what conditions are going to allow, and as those conditions improve, the operations will ramp up. And I don't know if we'll get to a full operation today, but I know that Brian Litchfield and his people are going to work hard to get the transit system back up and running.
Well, Matt, thanks for all that you do, and we will stay in touch.
All right, thank you very much, Ron.
That is Matt Sullivan, Chapel Hill Emergency Management Coordinator. All those folks are really hard at work to make sure that all of us can remain safe. So far, we've been very fortunate as far as power outages are concerned. Duke Energy is reporting 3 power outages, grand total 3. All of those homes are west of Hillsboro. Now, there's a possibility that we could still lose power. Additional crews are certainly on standby, according to Lee Friedman.
Do is we'll wait for the storm to pass, and then we'll send damage assessors out into the area to respond to calls from customers. And then our line crews will come out and work as fast as they can, really as safe as they can, to restore the power.
Friedman warns that falling tree limbs and ice accumulation could bring down some power lines. That could still happen.
Use common sense. If there's a down power line, stay away from it. Whether or not you know it's live or dead, call Duke Energy at 1-800-POWER-ON. And report that down line.
Of course, always in these situations, plan to have flashlights, bottled water, blankets, and a radio on hand. And Friedman says it's always a good time to check on friends, family, and neighbors.
It's a good opportunity to check on friends and family members who may have special needs, you know, throughout the evening and tomorrow, to make sure they're okay and if they need alternative arrangements to help them make those plans for them.
If power goes out at your house and you're using a generator to stay warm, remember to operate it outside. Keep it away from vents or doors. It could draw in carbon monoxide. And as Lee Friedman mentioned, call 1-800-POWER-ON to report outages. Or if you're a Duke Energy Progress customer, call 1-800-419-6356. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com, as well as the full list of school closings, that sort of thing. Basically, we can tell you that the schools are closed today. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City schools are closed for students. It is, however, an optional teacher work day. But since they had a teacher work day yesterday, there may be a lot of teachers who decided to stay home as well. Orange County schools are closed. Durham Public Schools closed. Chatham County schools closed. Alamance County, same thing. Orange Charter School is closed. Carolina Friends School is closed. Durham Academy also decided to close today. Hill Center in Durham is closed. St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open but delayed 3 hours. And classes at the university are canceled until 11 o'clock. Duke classes will also resume after 11 o'clock. We have the full list on our website at chapelboro.com if you would like to check that out. Again, that's chapelboro.com, WCHL's website. We're going to check in with Nikki Morse in just a moment here, and also get a word from Blake Hodge and the Performance Automall Storm Tracker out there on the roadways. But in a rather ironic story this morning, I think, the threat of ice and snow means the roads aren't safe enough to hold the annual Highway Safety Symposium in Concord.
That is ironic.
Which is not far from Charlotte. The symposium was scheduled to start yesterday, but was postponed because of the weather. It's sponsored by the Governor's Highway Safety Program, the North Carolina Conference of District Attorneys, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Save Kids North Carolina. Law enforcement, magistrates, and district attorneys from across North Carolina attend that conference, which focuses on education and issues facing the highway safety community. The director of the Governor's Highway Safety Program is Don Nail, who says safety is the symposium's top priority, so therefore they called it off for now. They will hold it at some point, but for some reason I just find that really...
Yeah, it makes sense that they should cancel that right now.
Exactly. 7:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. I'm sorry. Here's Nikki Morse.
Could you imagine if they had held it? Anyway.
Yeah, that would be kind of
well,
dumb, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Anyway, we've got some really icy roadways out there, obviously. So if you don't have to go out, staying at home is probably your best bet. Crews are out there trying to clear off the roadways so that a little bit later on this morning, when things start opening on a later time schedule, that you'll be able to get where you're going safely. And we do have Blake Hodge out on the roads. Telling you what you can expect if you are going to go out. He's in our Performance Automall Storm Tracker. Hey, Blake, how are you?
Hey,
you drew this short straw, didn't you?
I see a pattern developing.
Yeah, we only hand you short straws.
You stack the deck against me, I guess.
Well, I'm not even in the drawing. I'm going to be right here where it's warm. Say that much.
A few things have kind of popped up as common themes. First off, more people are heading out onto the road, I guess, as their normal schedule allows. They're trying to get out. Still definitely not anywhere near a normal day out here, which is very good to see, because we do want people to stay off the roads if you absolutely do not have to be out traveling. Because another theme that I've seen is every major roadway seems to be okay. The DOT is still out hard at work clearing the major roadways. As soon as you get off of those, you're on a road that has been untouched other than the vehicles that have been driving over them. There's been no DOT scraping or anything on virtually any side road. If you're going down Highway 86 MLK, that road is okay right now. But also there are banks where they've scraped that road. So to get onto the side roads even, or off of the side roads, I should say, then you are going to be driving over that, and those roads are going to be untouched as far as DOT scraping goes. So if you don't have to be out anytime soon, definitely don't do it, because you're just taking a very unnecessary risk a lot of those situations.
Yeah, and we like to send you out doing the necessary risks ahead of time so that we can warn other people against it. So thanks, Blake. We appreciate you going out.
It's kind of ironic, too, isn't it?
Yeah. I was telling him a little bit earlier this morning, when it starts to get really rainy, we're going to send him out and make him stand in a creek.
I think that's a good idea.
I know that's kind of random, but what are you going to do? Thanks a lot, Blake. We'll be back in touch with you in a little bit.
Okay.
Now, if you see anything while you're traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thank you so much to Blake Hodge in the Performance Automall Storm Tracker, and thank you, Nikki Morse.
You're welcome.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, the Carolina Inn, we'll tell you about them in just a moment here, but this forecast, 21 degrees this morning, not anywhere close to the freezing point, so it's really cold out there. Winter storm warning technically remains in effect until 9 a.m., although the precipitation is pretty much stopped. Cloudy early, then becoming partly sunny later in the day. We'll have a slight chance of more freezing rain and sleet early today. Our temperatures will rise up into the low 30s in the afternoon, but only for a brief time. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 17. Then tomorrow, partly sunny. There is a slight chance of snow in the afternoon tomorrow. Just snow showers and the high again in the low 30s. So this stuff's not going to melt very quickly. It's not going to get very warm so that it can do that. So please be careful whatever you're doing out there. And the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 719 WCHL. And really sad note in sports this morning, WCHL Championship Sports. We can tell you that Chris Hobbs, who led East Chapel Hill High School to the 1997 3A State Basketball Championship, has died. Details are still sketchy. We spent a good portion of the afternoon and the night trying to run down details on this, but it's still a little sketchy. Hobbs lived in Durham, where he served as a collection specialist with the American Red Cross after his professional career ended. He was only 33 years old. The news came as a shock to Hobbs. Old high school basketball coach, East Chapel Hill High School's Ray Hartsfield, who remembers Chris as a local legend.
I had a couple of coaches call me and said, you know, Chris is, may have been one of the best high school players that came through North Carolina. You know, and I think that's a great point. He was a tremendous high school player. He had a good career at Clemson, then got to play overseas. He took his talent as far as he could take it. But, you know, those 3 years, he missed most of his senior year. Those 3 years, you know, there's not many lights that shine like Chris's in high school basketball in North Carolina.
Hobbs played under Larry Shiat at Clemson from 2000 to 2004. He made the ACC All-Rookie Team in 2001. He scored 961 points in his career with the Tigers and grabbed 679 rebounds, the 15th highest in school history. In Chapel Hill, Hobbs was best known as the centerpiece. He was only a freshman when East won the 3A State Championship, a title captured in storybook fashion, and it was the first year of the existence of East Chapel Hill High School when they won the state championship. And again, Hobbs was just a freshman. Wildcats defeated Hickory in the championship game 60-58 when Andy Jones hit a three-pointer at the buzzer in the Dean Smith Center. Even more remarkably, first boys basketball team ever at East Chapel Hill High School, still the only team in state history to win a state title in its first year. Coach Hartsfield says the 12 players who were on that team were very close on and off the court.
They really created a culture for our program, and Chris was the ringleader. He was a gladiator between the lines. But boy, he was a fun-loving big baby between outside of the lines. You know, we'd be at practice, and my son would be there, and I thought I had to tell him to stop playing with little Ray and come to practice. You know, he was that kind of, he just liked to keep it going. We miss him.
Quite a young man. Chris Hobbs was, even as a freshman, I believe he was 6'6 and about 240. And during his college career, he grew a little bit, 6'7 and about 245 or 250. Really big guy, very solid player. Last February, during a game against Pearson, Hartsfield arranged a reunion to honor the 1997 state championship team, which 12 players attended. When Hobbs was asked what it was like to return to his old gym, he said, "It smells like game time." Chris Hobbs died at the dead at the age of 33. Some students will wait hours in line to see a Carolina Duke basketball game, and others spend weeks camping in a tent. Boy, tough to do that this week. WCHL's Kylie McCoy reports.
Some students will wait hours in line to see a Carolina Duke basketball game, and others spend weeks camping in a tent. Krzyzewskiville hosts some of the craziest college basketball fans out there, the Cameron Crazies. Since 1986, Duke students have pitched tents outside Cameron Indoor Stadium months before the game. Senior Anand Raghumaran wasn't always a Blue Devils fan, but the Seattle native quickly learned the UNC-Duke rivalry.
There's so much history, too. When you go, you look at all these, you know, pump-up, hype-up videos, and you see people, the crowds just jumping around, people making last-minute game-winning shots.
Raghuraman has tented for 3 of the 4 years he's been a student at Duke, and it's not until temperatures dive below 25 degrees that the Cameron Crazies are permitted to leave their tents.
There's been multiple days when it's hovered around 26 or 25, and that's really miserable. You're just kind of looking at your iPhone and just thinking, oh, man, please, for the love of God, go below 25. And sometimes it doesn't, and it sucks.
The freezing cold isn't the only element the Cameron Crazies have to deal with, and sometimes it takes more than just blankets and sleeping bags to protect them from the weather.
Well, I do remember this one day there was a huge windstorm, and basically the tent felt like it was going to fall over. And so we're all in there, and we're all laughing at the fact that, you know, if this thing, like, we have also this battery in there. And so if the tent catches fire or somehow the battery explodes, we're all going to die, and that will be the saddest thing ever.
The Seattle native wasn't always a Blue Devils basketball fanatic, so what does his family think about all of this?
My mom tells me every day, like, what are you doing? I've Skyped there a couple times in the tent, and she immediately just clicks the off button. She just doesn't even want to see me in there.
Duke faces off against Carolina Wednesday night, and leading up to that game, 100 tents will be lined up outside Cameron Indoor Stadium in hopes of punching a ticket to the game. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yeah, Duke and Carolina coming up on Wednesday night, and of course we'll have it right here on WCHL. Our pregame coverage will start at 7 o'clock with a very special countdown, the tip-off, as we get ready for Duke and Carolina. We'll talk a lot about the old rivalry, and gosh, we got lots of stories to tell on that as everybody gets ready for the game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. 725, I'm Ron Stutz. Now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If it keeps snowing, should the Tar Heels trek over to Cameron? This is Archansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Seeing all those empty seats that the snowstorm caused at Virginia last night made me think that maybe a second straight season of snow and ice here might be good for Carolina when it plays at Duke Wednesday. Sure, the crazies will be there, those dumb cops who have been camping out for 2 months in Tent City. But maybe the fat cats in the theater seats will stay home and watch on TV, especially since Dickie V will miss his first Duke-UNC game since he had hair. Remember what happened last year. We're coming, we're coming, we're coming, the Dukie said all day long. Then the governor told everyone to stay off the roads, and UNC said anyone who could walk to the game was welcome. All of a sudden, the Dukie said, we ain't coming. Now, do I think they really wanted to play that game no matter who would be in the Smith Center that night? Maybe not then, but certainly after the Tar Heels beat them 8 days later, I would say they should have come the first time. The problem was in the planning. Duke said the snowstorm that crippled the Triangle changed the Blue Devil schedule to come earlier. Not very smart for a bunch of smarties. First of all, earlier meant the roads were still jammed with people who, beginning between 2 and 3 o'clock, were all trying to get somewhere. And the bus that was supposed to take the team from Cameron to Chapel Hill hadn't shown up because it was stuck on the interstate. The plan should have been to come later, not earlier. Leaving at 7 or 7:30, the Dukies would have found snowy roads but clear sailing. And if the bus still hadn't gotten there, the players could have tweeted out that they needed 6 four-wheel vehicles in front of Cameron. Drivers get to sit behind the Duke bench. They would have had 16 luxury four-wheels to choose from. So if it's snowy and icy Wednesday afternoon, I'm sure Roy Williams and the athletic department have a definite plan B. In fact, the worse the weather, the worse they will want to play the game, because it could be a half-empty Cameron. And Duke doesn't have enough students to fill up the 6,000 seats up top, or at least enough students who care. In fact, more Tar Heels will try to get into the game if they learn there are tickets to be had outside. So that should be the plan. If it turns to ice and snow, go, Tar Heels, go. This is Archansky. See ya.
At 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, our programming sometimes raises eyebrows. While people can be polarized in their political beliefs, there are a few things that always bring people together. One of those things is good food. When Stephanie Miller came to town, she visited a local restaurant that truly is a political uniter.
If you're listening in Los Angeles or Seattle or somewhere, you have a long drive, so I would get going. 411 West. Is a restaurant in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I suggest you take your family there. The food was just orgasmically good, wasn't it?
It's all unbelievable.
Yeah, we tried the steak, the salmon, the chicken. I'm just telling you.
I love what she's having.
No matter where you are in the United States, I suggest you start driving now. It was
spectacular.
Yeah, it was terrific. So we'd like to thank everybody that came out to see us in North Carolina. We had a heck of a time.
We are lucky to live and work in a place that offers a table for friends and neighbors from all walks of life and with differing opinions to get together and celebrate our differences. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group reminds you to support your community and dine locally.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Good morning, 729 WCHL. About an inch of snow out there with half an inch of ice underneath it, so it's very dangerous out there. We're going to send Blake Hodge out again in the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker in just a few minutes with everybody else. Just stay off the road. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Cruisers. This winter storm warning remains in effect officially until 9 a.m. Pretty much precipitation has stopped in our area. It's going to be cloudy for a while. It will get sunny, at least partly sunny, later on in the day, in the afternoon, and the temperatures will rise slightly above freezing into the low 30s. And that's about it. Then tonight, when the sun goes down, it'll get cold again. Mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a chance of an isolated snow shower or two. And colder with a low down around 7 above. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. So it's going to be really, really cold coming up here in the next couple of days. We're not out of the woods on this thing. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. More local news and our list of closings, etc. on the way on WCHL.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
22 degrees, 731 WCHL. Our area is still under a winter storm warning until 9 o'clock this morning. Snow and ice began to move through our community yesterday afternoon. The governor, Pat McCrory, spoke at a press conference yesterday and said that he had taken measures to make your emergency response as accessible as possible. In other words, a lot of people have been working very hard to prepare for this weather that we knew was coming.
I also signed a state of emergency declaration, which allows us to leverage all state assets in response to this winter storm. Our emergency operations center officially reopened at noon today, and we've got our team together here and across the state. Our DOT has been out since yesterday preparing the roads. And last year, I also instructed the Highway Patrol not to leave any vehicles untouched and ensure that no one spends the night on the roads. And I'm making the same order this year.
That is the Governor Pat McCrory speaking yesterday afternoon about the preparedness and getting ready for the storm that we knew was coming. State Department of Transportation has been hard at work over the last 48 hours getting the roads prepped for winter weather and then springing into action on the roadways as this wintry mix began to fall yesterday. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Brad Wall, Division Maintenance Engineer with the state DOT, to find out more about the efforts here in Orange County.
In Orange County, there's approximately 25 to 30 employees that work for NCDOT, and then we contract snow plows with a private contractor. There's seven of those trucks, which that would involve 14 people to keep those running. So we've got in the Orange County area somewhere between 40 and 50 people.
Main advice for anybody out there would be, if you don't have to be out there, to just stay off the roads for a little while, but do you guys have any other tips that you'd like to add in there?
Well, I would reiterate that, if you don't need to be out, the safest thing to do is not be out. If you have to be out, plan your trip, leave plenty of time, drive for the conditions, and be safe.
Again, that is WCHL News Director Blake Hodge speaking with Brad Wall, Division Maintenance Engineer with the state DOT. with all that snow that came down and the ice underneath it. Local road crews were out all night trying to keep the streets drivable. In Hillsboro, Mayor Tom Stevens says all that work is done by a skeleton crew of only 7 people.
These guys are unsung heroes in my book, and so we're very happy. We have 7 in the department, and they are doing good work out there.
Stephen says about half the crew was out during the nighttime hours. The rest will be out today. They'll be clearing the roads of as much of the snow and ice as possible, but Stephen says it's still not going to be ideal.
There's very little we can do about the ice if it gets to be icy out there, so we just have to wait it out like everybody else.
That is Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsboro. As we prepare to move forward following a winter storm passing through, the work is certainly not over. We have a lot of special announcements. We have the whole list on our website, chapelboro.com. But briefly here, Chapel Hill Carborough schools are closed today for students. It is an optional teacher work day, but they're closed for students. Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, Alamance County Schools, all those are closed. In addition, Orange Charter School closed. Carolina Friends School is closed. Durham Academy is closed for the day. Hill Center in Durham also closed. Now, St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open, but delayed by 3 hours. And UNC classes are canceled until 11 o'clock this morning. Same thing over at Duke. Duke classes will resume after 11 o'clock. We have the complete list on our website at chapelboro.com. As I was going to say, the cold weather is here to stay for at least a couple of days. This is going to be really frigid out there. WCHL's Blake Hodd spoke with Interfaith Council's John Dorward about their plans at the IFC for the coming days.
Well, I guess the biggest change between us and most organizations around town is that as most organizations are trying to figure out ways to close down and get their people home, we're figuring out ways to open up more and to get our people around. We have seen, because it's actually been a cold winter this year, it kind of escapes a lot. Last year we had so much snow and ice that we thought it was harder, but we've actually been open for bad weather more this year than we did last year. We've been averaging over 20 extra people a night at the men's shelter. We've actually seen women and children come in for bad weather nights, which is really kind of unusual for us, that they'd come in on an emergency basis. So as the weather is getting worse today, we're making sure that we can get all of our people in. We've got some people with four-wheel drive vehicles, and we'll be making shift changes and be moving, you know, staff around. These shelters will both be open, and we'll take in the people who want to get in out of the cold, since it's really going to be dangerous to be outside, and it has been lately.
That is John Dorward of the IFC. Very busy time for the Interfaith Council trying to take care of those less fortunate. In other non-weather related news this morning, a Durham County grand jury has indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on 3 counts of first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. In addition to the 3 counts of murder, Hicks was indicted on a single charge of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Hicks allegedly shot and killed 3 Muslim college students last week in the Finley Forest condominiums in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill police say that the preliminary investigation points to an ongoing parking dispute is the motive of the shooting, but others believe the shooting was a hate crime and motivated by the victim's religious affiliation. Because of that, this story has attracted global attention. The FBI has also opened an independent inquiry into the incident to determine if any federal laws were broken. Again, Craig Stephen Hicks has been indicted 3 counts of first-degree murder. And weather permitting tonight, there's a very important Orange County Commissioners meeting. They will discuss a possible bond referendum planned for 2016. The board members are considering putting a $125 million bond on the ballot next year to pay for school repairs, affordable housing, and other county needs. County staffers say commissioners could fund the projects using either a bond or pay-as-you-go funding. Both methods would require a property tax rate increase. If they decide to move forward with the bond, commissioners will likely appoint a task force to determine spending priorities.
priorities. The board is scheduled to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center here in Chapel Hill. Again, that will take place, weather permitting. We'll let you know later on in the day here on WCHL if there is a change there. Also tonight, members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Mayor Lydia Lavelle are scheduled to share their views about a proposed development deal that could end with a second hotel at 300 East Main Street and a big new Arts and Innovation Center near Armadillo Grill. Well, this is really a big deal. A lot of people talking about it and worrying about it and expressing support for and opposition to this plan. Developers are asking the town to invest $4.5 million, and that has drawn skeptical citizen comments at previous public hearings about the proposed $13 million project. The Arts and Innovation Center would be the new home for the Arts Center, as well as Kidzoo Children's Museum. A lot of concern about the future of the Cat's Cradle in here as well. The proposal has supporters, too. Notably, two former mayors of Carrboro are very much in favor of it, Mark Chilton and Ellie Kinnaird. Tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting is scheduled to be held at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. Again, that's weather permitting. We will update you throughout the day. 7:39 at WCHL. We're going to join Nikki Morse now, weather permitting. Yeah, she made it.
I did. I did make it.
Yeah, well, real proud of you for making it in here today. I know you
thanks.
Spent at least a couple of hours out there defrosting your car before you came in.
Yes, and scraping windshields and windows, and there was a nice fine glaze of ice that I actually couldn't penetrate, so I just had to let those melt.
Well, I penetrated mine.
Did you?
Yeah. I was tired when I got to work. Let's put it that way.
Oh, bless your heart.
Because it really is thick out there on the ice. And,
yeah.
If you absolutely have to go somewhere, allow yourself a little extra time because it's going to take some time to get going.
Yeah. Actually, allow yourself a lot of extra time. I had to.
Yeah.
Exactly. You never know how long it's going to take you. It depends on the size of your car. And I took the four-wheel drive today, so it was a little bigger than
a little bigger than usual.
Yeah, a lot.
Well,
actually.
You know, Nikki's neighbors are not happy because all the loud shouting and everything and the language coming out of the neighborhood.
And the beeping because apparently I don't know how to remote start the car.
It just beeped?
Yeah, it was just beeping like crazy.
Well, I guess it was
and then, of course, I had to start. I'd try again. You know, you can't just let the one time pass and not work, so you got to try again.
I'm a little concerned about my neighbors, too, because I was making a lot of noise just from all the scraping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really noisy when you're working at it really hard and trying to crack the ice. And, and another thing, and I've done this in the past. I don't do it anymore because I learned a very valuable lesson. Knock the ice and snow off your headlights. Because I've driven to work before and thought, my headlights aren't working. And then I realized later on in the day I had a thick coating of snow and ice on my headlights, and of course they weren't working.
Huh.
Couldn't see through it. I've learned a very valuable lesson now. That's one of the things I do. And in addition to my windshield, I scrape the ice and snow off my headlights.
Well, thank you for passing that on, because now I didn't have to learn that for myself.
Well, no reason for anybody to repeat my stupid mistakes.
I know. You never know.
Again, you can go to chapelboro.com. It's like Grand Central Station, because we got everything you need in there. But what else is happening at Chapelboro?
Well, just like Ron was saying, everything you need and more. We've got the closings and delays on there, of course, and all about the weather. And if you also, this is, of course, one of my favorite weeks. It's Carolina Duke Week, and we've got all that and more for Carolina Duke Week on there.
Yeah.
D.G. Martin discusses the connection between Black History Month and Valentine's Day. Here's an interesting fact. I didn't even know this. There's actually a connective link, and here it is briefly. Valentine's Day is symbol of a heart, of course, and an African-American doctor performed the very first reported open heart surgery. So that's where he kind of goes with that story. It's really neat.
Thought about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
I'd never thought about that either. Susan Murray was out and about. Of course, she always is. She was at the Mardi Gras celebration at the Scrap Exchange, where the community got to create their own costumes and march in a parade with the Bull City Strutters. So very cool. So take in all those pictures. Really neat pictures.
Oh, one neat thing that I haven't remembered to mention today, if you're out and about today, if you're out in your yard playing in the snow or whatever you're going to do,
take some pictures, send them to us, Chapelboro.
Oh, yeah.
We'll post them on the website.
I love to see everybody playing out in the snow, doing stuff like that.
You got great pictures of your kids or your pets or yourself.
I want to go take a picture of everybody doing snow angels. Those are one of my favorites, to see people laying down on the ground.
I think you should go do that in the parking lot right now.
I would, but they've already scraped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, when did they scrape?
They scrape, well, if you had noticed, they scraped the parking lot before you even got here.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, well, the only reason why I noticed was because they were doing it as I pulled up.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, they were out there scraping away, working hard at the morning.
Got to give out kudos to everybody who's involved in, emergency preparedness or, the road crews, anybody who has to be outside working, because they put in quite a lot of advance work before any of this stuff even hit.
Oh, yeah, and getting up really, really, really early.
Yeah, yesterday morning, before we ever had any precipitation at all, the road was, as I was on the way to work, I'm thinking, the road is white. It looks like it snowed, but that was the salt or whatever
the brine,
used for preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I noticed that, too, and I get up a lot earlier than you.
Yeah, and Tom Stevens, was talking about Hillsborough a moment ago. He said there are 7 people who are part of their road crew who get out and do all this stuff, and they all work really hard. So,
hey, and hi. In case y'all are listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I'm not even going to try to top that.
I know.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a look at traffic and weather together, including Blake Hodges is out in the Performance Automall Storm Tracker. You're going to hear from him in just a few minutes as well.
Okay.
And don't go anywhere. In just a couple of minutes, we'll take a look at all of that stuff. It will get sunny, at least partly sunny, later on in the day, in the afternoon, and the temperatures will rise slightly above freezing into the low 30s. And that's about it. Then tonight, when the sun goes down, it'll get cold again. Mostly cloudy and cold with a low down around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a chance of an isolated snow shower or two. And colder with a low down around 7 above. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. So it's going to be really, really cold coming up here in the next couple of days. We're not out of the woods on this thing. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. More local news and our list of closings, etc. on the way on WCHL.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
22 degrees, 731 WCHL. Our area is still under a winter storm warning until 9 o'clock this morning. Snow and ice began to move through our community yesterday afternoon. The governor, Pat McCrory, spoke at a press conference yesterday and said that he had taken measures to make your emergency response as accessible as possible. In other words, a lot of people have been working very hard to prepare for this weather that we knew was coming.
I also signed a state of emergency declaration, which allows us to leverage all state assets in response to this winter storm. Our emergency operations center officially reopened at noon today, and we've got our team together here and across the state. Our DOT has been out since yesterday preparing the roads. And last year, I also instructed the Highway Patrol not to leave any vehicles untouched and ensure that no one spends the night on the roads. And I'm making the same order this year.
That is the Governor Pat McCrory speaking yesterday afternoon about the preparedness and getting ready for the storm that we knew was coming. State Department of Transportation has been hard at work over the last 48 hours getting the roads prepped for winter weather and then springing into action on the roadways as this wintry mix began to fall yesterday. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Brad Wall, Division Maintenance Engineer with the state DOT, to find out more about the efforts here in Orange County.
In Orange County, there's approximately 25 to 30 employees that work for NCDOT, and then we contract snow plows with a private contractor. There's 7 of those trucks, which that was involved 14 people to
main advice for anybody out there would be, if you don't have to be out there, to just stay off the roads for a little while. But do you guys have any other tips that you'd like to add in there?
Well, I would just, yes, I would reiterate that, you know, if you don't need to be out, the safest thing to do is not to be out. If you have to be out, plan your trip, leave plenty of time, drive for the conditions, and be safe.
Again, that is WCHL News Director Blake Hodge speaking with Brad Wall, Division Maintenance Engineer with the state DOT. With all that snow that came down and the ice underneath it, local road crews were out all night trying to keep the streets drivable. In Hillsboro, Mayor Tom Stevens says all that work is done by a skeleton crew of only 7 people.
These guys are unsung heroes in my book, and so we're very happy. We have 7 in the department, and they are doing good work out there.
Stephen says about half the crew was out during the nighttime hours. The rest will be out today. They'll be clearing the roads of as much of the snow and ice as possible, but Stephen says it's still not going to be ideal.
There's very little we can do about the ice if it gets to be icy out there, so we just have to wait it out like everybody else.
That is Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsboro. As we prepare to move forward following a winter storm passing through, the work is certainly not over. We have a lot of special announcements. We have the whole list on our website, chapelboro.com. But briefly here, Chapel Hill Carborough schools are closed today for students. It is an optional teacher work day, but they're closed for students. Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, Alamance County Schools, all those are closed. In addition, Orange Charter School closed. Carolina Friends School is closed. Durham Academy is closed for the day. Hill Center in Durham also closed. Now, St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open, but delayed by 3 hours. And UNC classes are canceled until 11 o'clock this morning. Same thing over at Duke. Duke classes will resume after 11 o'clock. We have a complete list on our website at chapelboro.com. As I was going to say, the cold weather is here to stay for at least a couple of days. This is going to be really frigid out there. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Interfaith Council's John Dorward about their plans at the IFC for the coming days.
Well, I guess the biggest change between us and most organizations around town is that as most organizations are trying to figure out ways to close down and get their people home, we're figuring out ways to open up more and to get our people around. We have seen, because it's actually been a cold winter this year, it kind of escapes a lot of that. Last year we had so much snow and ice that we thought it was harder, but we've actually been open for bad weather more this year than we did last year. We've been averaging over 20 extra people a night at the men's shelter. We've actually seen women and children come in for bad weather nights, which is really kind of unusual for us. That they'd come in on an emergency basis. So as the weather is getting worse today, we're making sure that we can get all of our people in. We've got some people with four-wheel drive vehicles, and we'll be making shift changes and be moving, you know, staff around. These shelters will both be open, and we'll take in the people who want to get in out of the cold, since it's really going to be dangerous to be outside, and it has been lately.
That is John Dorward of the IFC. Very busy time for the Interfaith Council trying to take care of those less fortunate. In other non-weather related news this morning, a Durham County grand jury has indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on 3 counts of first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. In addition to the 3 counts of murder, Hicks was indicted on a single charge of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Hicks allegedly shot and killed 3 Muslim college students last week in the Finley Forest condominiums in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill police say that the preliminary investigation points to an ongoing parking dispute is the motive of the shooting, but others believe the shooting was a hate crime and motivated by the victim's religious affiliation. Because of that, this story has attracted global attention. The FBI has also opened an independent inquiry into the incident to determine if any federal laws were broken. Again, Craig Stephen Hicks has been indicted 3 counts of first-degree murder.
And weather permitting tonight, there's a very important Orange County Commissioners meeting. They will discuss a possible bond referendum planned for 2016. The board members are considering putting a $125 million bond on the ballot next year to pay for school repairs, affordable housing, and other county needs. County staffers say commissioners could fund the projects using either a bond or pay-as-you-go funding. Both methods would require a property tax rate increase. If they decide to move forward with the bond, commissioners will likely appoint a task force to determine spending priorities. The board is scheduled to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center here in Chapel Hill. Again, that will take place, weather permitting. We'll let you know later on in the day here on WCHL if there is a change there. Also tonight, members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Mayor Lydia Lavelle are scheduled to share their views about a proposed development deal that could end with a second hotel at 300 East Main Street and a big new arts and innovation center near Armadillo Grill. Well, this is really a big deal. A lot of people talking about it and worrying about it and expressing support for and opposition to this plan. Developers are asking the town to invest $4.5 million, and that has drawn skeptical citizen comments at previous public hearings about the proposed $13 million project. The Arts and Innovation Center would be the new home for the Arts Center, as well as Kids Zoo Children's Museum. A lot of concern about the future of the Cat's Cradle in here as well. The proposal has supporters, too. Notably, two former mayors of Carrboro are very much in favor of it, Mark Chilton and Ellie Kinnaird. Tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting is scheduled to be held at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall at 301 West Main Street. Again, that's weather permitting. We will update you throughout the day. 7:39 at WCHL. We're going to join Nikki Morse now, weather permitting. Yeah, she made it.
I did. I did make it.
Yeah, well, real proud of you for making it in here today. I know you
thanks.
Spent at least a couple of hours out there defrosting your car before you came in.
Yes, and scraping windshields and windows, and there was a nice fine glaze of ice that I actually couldn't penetrate, so I just had to let those melt.
Well, I penetrated mine.
Did you?
Yeah, I was tired when I got to work, let's put it that way.
Oh, bless your heart.
Because it really is thick out there on the ice. And, everybody, give yourself, if you absolutely have to go somewhere, allow yourself a little extra time because it's going to take some time to get going.
Yeah, actually, allow yourself a lot of extra time. I had to.
Yeah.
Exactly. You never know how long it's going to take you. Depends on the size of your car. And I took the four-wheel drive today, so it was a little bigger than I wanted.
A little bigger than usual.
Yeah, a lot.
Well,
actually.
Nikki's neighbors are not happy because all the loud shouting and everything and the language coming out of the neighborhood.
And the beeping because apparently I don't know how to remote start the car.
It just beeped?
Yeah, it was just beeping like crazy.
Well, I guess it was
blocked. And then, of course, I had to start. I'd try again. You can't just let the one time pass and not work, so you got to try again.
I'm a little concerned about my neighbors, too, because I was making a lot of noise just from all the scraping.
Oh, yeah.
It's really noisy when you're working at it really hard and trying to crack the ice. And another thing, and I've done this in the past. I don't do it anymore because I learned a very valuable lesson. Knock the ice and snow off your headlights, because I've driven work before and thought, my headlights aren't working. And then I realized later on in the day I had a thick coating of snow and ice on my headlights, and of course they weren't working.
Huh.
Couldn't see through it. I've learned a very valuable lesson now. That's one of the things I do. And in addition to my windshield, I scrape the ice and snow off my headlights.
Well, thank you for passing that on, because now I didn't have to learn that for myself.
Well, no reason for anybody to repeat my stupid mistakes.
I know. You never know.
Again, you can go to chapelbro.com. It's like Grand Central Station because we got everything you need in there. But what else is happening at Chapelbro?
Well, just like Ron was saying, everything you need and more. We've got the closings and delays on there, of course, and all about the weather. And if you also, this is, of course, one of my favorite weeks. It's Carolina Duke Week, and we've got all that and more for Carolina Duke Week on there.
Yeah.
D.G. Martin discusses the connection between Black History Month and Valentine's Day. Here's an interesting fact. I didn't even know this. There's actually a connective link, and here it is briefly. Valentine's Day is symbol of a heart, of course, and an African-American doctor performed the very first reported open heart surgery. So that's where he kind of goes with that story. It's really neat.
Thought about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
I'd never thought about that either. Susan Murray was out and about Of course, she always is. She was at the Mardi Gras celebration at the Scrap Exchange, where the community got to create their own costumes and march in a parade with the Bull City Strutters. So very cool. So take in all those pictures. Really neat pictures.
Oh, one neat thing that I haven't remembered to mention today, if you're out and about today, if you're out in your yard playing in the snow or whatever you're going to do, take some pictures. Send them to us at Chapel.
Oh, yeah.
We'll post them on the website.
I love to see everybody playing out in the snow stuff like that.
You got great pictures of your kids or your pets or yourself.
I want to go take a picture of everybody doing, like, snow angels. Those are one of my favorites, to see people laying down on the ground. And
I think you should go do that in the parking lot right now.
I would, but they've already scraped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, when did they scrape?
They scrape, well... If you had noticed, they scraped the parking lot before you even got here.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, well, the only reason why I noticed is because they were doing it as I pulled up.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, they were out there scraping away, working hard in the morning.
Got to give out kudos to everybody who's involved in, emergency preparedness or, the road crews, anybody who has to be outside working, because they put in quite a lot of advance work before any of this stuff even hit.
Oh, yeah, and getting up really, really, really early.
Yeah, yesterday morning, before we ever had any precipitation at all, the road was, as I was on the way to work, I'm thinking, the road is white. It looks like it snowed, but that was the salt or whatever
the
they
brine,
used for preparation.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, and I get up a lot earlier than you.
Yeah, and Tom Stevens, was talking about Hillsborough a moment ago. He said there are 7 people who are part of their road crew who get out and do all this stuff, and they all work really hard. So,
hey, and hi. In case y'all are listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey. I'm not even going to try to top that.
I know.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a look at traffic and weather together, including Blake Hodges is out in the Performance Automall Storm Tracker. You're going to hear from him in just a few minutes as well.
Okay.
And don't go anywhere. In just a couple of minutes, we'll take a look at all of that stuff, including your detailed weather forecast. And that is on the way.
As a sponsor of WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge, Coleman Huntoon & Brown wants to help listeners achieve a healthy and happy financial lifestyle as well. Through our series of Tax Bites, we provide expert tips on considering investments, making donations, planning retirement, preparing tax returns, and more. Coleman Huntoon & Brown's Tax Bites help you to achieve your goals and strengthen the health of your family's finances. Find more about our Tax Bites on chapelboro.com. Coleman Huntoon & Brown, our people make the difference.
Don't miss the next Murphy School Radio Show, Saturday, February 21st at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., a celebration of wit, lit, and music in the Triangle. Our special literary guests are novelist Kim Church and poet Michael Chitwood, with music from soprano Andrea Edith Moore and Grammy-nominated Alice Gerard. Proceeds benefit Just Right Academy and Mental Health America of the Triangle. This old-time variety show is kid-friendly and hipster-approved. Reserve your seats at MurphySchoolRadio.net.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Civic for just $159 a month, or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during our inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is DG Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Hey,
It is time again for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. I did get a couple of tweets about some traffic situations. Skipper Bowles Drive is closed due to ice. Orange Grove Road also slick around Dairyland and Buckhorn out in the Hillsboro and Western area, so just be aware of that. We've got Blake Hodge out in the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker this morning because he drew the short straw. How's it looking?
It's all right out here. It's not great on the side roads by any means. The main road that I'm on right now is MLK, and it seems to be in okay condition. It doesn't look that great, but you can get around. But otherwise, getting to the main roads is really where we're going to have problems. I saw my first person of the day, as traffic is picking up a little bit, that was stuck at the end of Weaver Dairy and trying to get onto MLK. And the reason he was stuck is because as they've been able to plow MLK, they've created a little bit of a snowbank on the side road. So you are going to have to be able to get over that if you're even going to try to get on MLK. And on those side roads, they're all untouched as far as the DOT scrapers go today. Now, they are hard at work trying to get to it, but still very icy. And on those side roads, I think as I've been driving around, those side roads have actually gotten a little bit worse than where they were earlier this morning, as it has stayed very cold out here and started to ice over a little bit. So it doesn't look like conditions are improving by any means. So if you do have the option to stay home, I would definitely encourage giving it a little while today and maybe even just waiting through today, because as you've heard in the weather throughout the day, it does not seem like it's going to warm up enough to really help us out a whole lot today.
Thanks a lot, Blake. We appreciate your reports, and we'll definitely get back in touch with you a little bit later so we can get an update. Just a word of warning, though, I did see some stuff in Durham on 85, right around 186. There was a car that had flipped over a little earlier this morning. It wasn't causing any really big traffic problems, but just to be aware, you know, it's icy out there. So, yeah, be very, very, very careful if you're going to have to go out. And if you see anything while you're traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
And our thanks to the very brave, courageous Blake Hodge in the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker out there checking traffic.
Yes.
Blake, we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Yes, sir.
750 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz, and Wayne Pond is just ahead on WCHL. And this word for Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm sorry. Cruisers is where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is, what is it, 22 degrees.
Uber.
Right now, 22. In Chapel Hill, 21 in Carborough, it's always a degree cooler. The winter storm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. Cloudy early, we will get some sunshine in the afternoon, and our temperatures will rise slightly above freezing. We'll get up into the low 30s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cold with a low down around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 30s, but listen, tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a chance of an isolated snow shower. Cold with a low down around 7 degrees tomorrow night.
Ugh.
And wind chill values will make it seem like it's 5 below.
Oh, even better.
So, really cold tomorrow night. So, hey, it ain't going to get any better. Not anytime soon. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, lots of fun, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now, and we're all so excited about that, as we always are. Dr. Pond,
say the word and you'll be free.
Say the word and you'll be free.
Say the word,
one of the freest people I know, because he's got a mastery of the English language.
Oh, boy, that's what I call a non sequitur. How do you get from A to Z without going through H? But that's beside the point. Ron, did you say 7 degrees?
Yeah, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Let's pack our bags for Honolulu, shall we?
Yeah, really, really. And oh, wind chill will make it seem like it's 5 below.
Unbelievable.
Whew. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, nonetheless, we have a word of the day here that is certainly apt given the weather.
Uh-huh.
We're going to tread lightly here into Jeff Danner's territory a little bit, okay?
Yay!
Uh-oh, something sort of quasi-neo-semi-pseudo-scientific, if you follow me there.
Yeah.
All right, the word of the day is hibernaculum. Hibernaculum. It's going to take you all morning to write it down. H-I-B, B as in boy, H-I-B-E-R, N-A-C-U-L-U-M. Is that a mouthful? One more time. H-I-B-E-R-N-A-C-U-L-U-M, hibernaculum.
That is, like, I think of hibernate, obviously, which means I think of bears, so this must be smarter than the average bear, Poo-Poo. A bear that hibernaculates.
That's what I call a glass half-frozen right there is what I call that. All right, you're on the right track. It is a shelter. It's a noun. It's all about some sort of a natural shelter occupied during the winter by, I love this part of the definition, by a dominant animal, you know, like a big DJ like Ron Stutz. They, you know, keep everybody warm and cozy and snuggly. Hibernaculum. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Love it.
Warm place.
Like sort of like something you would need on a three-dog night.
Well, doesn't that take on an Australian flavor? Am I right about that, Ron?
Australian? I don't know.
Yeah, Australia, three dogs. I don't know. Somehow or other, I remember, you know, way back in the day, I heard some story about three dog night had to do with an Australian folktale.
I've just never heard the Australian part. I've heard, like, for Eskimos and other folks who live in very cold regions.
There you go.
It's said to be a three dog night if it's really, really cold.
All right. Well, hibernaculum, think snakes and lizards and bats and all the kinds of critters you don't want to hang around with. They all hang out together to stay warm. That is what hibernacula are all about. So, all right, speaking of staying warm, you know, rev up those engines, guys.
You know what I just realized? What
did you just realize?
It's always a three-dog night at my house because they take up the whole bed.
Speak for yourself.
Ron calls them Larry, Shemp, and Mo. All right, have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Have a good one. Don't forget about Curly. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. That's how we roll. Time now for the clean joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And here she is, the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A woman accompanied her husband to the doctor's office. After his checkup, the doctor called the wife into his office alone. He said, "Your husband is suffering from a very severe stress disorder. If you don't follow my instructions carefully, your husband will surely die. Each morning, fix him a healthy breakfast. Be pleasant at all times. For lunch, make him a nutritious meal. For dinner, prepare an especially nice meal for him. Don't burden him with chores. Don't discuss your problems with him. It'll only make his stress worse. Don't nag him. Now, if you can do this for the next 10 months to a year, I think your husband will regain his health completely." On the way home, the husband asked his wife, "So what did the doctor say?" "He said, you're gonna die." Sorry to make you choke up there.
I think if that happened at my house, I would die too.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T. Stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... No.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Join the Carolina Inn as we commemorate the Inn's 90th anniversary on Saturday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. A four-course wine-pairing dinner will celebrate the cuisine of our executive chefs through the years, including Brian Stapleton, Jimmy Rialli, and our current executive chef, James Clark. Add to the celebration by booking a stay for the night, and you'll receive the Carolina Inn's commemorative 90th anniversary ornament. Make your reservation to join in this special time as we look back on 90 years of the Carolina Inn. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Civic for just $159 a month, or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during our inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Making me hungry. 7:59 at WCHL. And take a quick minute here to remind you of the weather forecast. Very serious situation here. 22 degrees in Chapel Hill, 21 this morning in Carrboro, also 21 in Hillsboro. It's going to be cloudy for the first part of the morning. We will get some sunshine early in the afternoon, and temperatures will rise briefly for a few hours above freezing into the low 30s. And then when the sun goes down, it'll get cold all over again. Low tonight about 17. Low tomorrow night down about 7 degrees. My goodness. So that's our situation with the weather. You can go to chapelboro.com and get all the details on closings, etc., information on weather conditions and more. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carver.